Hello and welcome to Travel Bistro. I'm Pam Barker. Thanks for joining me in my travel podcast, but you do not have to be a traveler. Ever leave your house to listen to my podcast. Thanks for being here. I want to talk about something you may not think about a lot before you leave on a trip, whether you are just going away for the night or an extended vacation. When we leave by any mode of transportation, I start days ahead. At least one day ahead, taking Dramamine. Now, do what you want. People that claim to get seasick, don't want to take Dramamine, doesn't work for them. Okay. It works for me. And I have traveled a lot by land, air, sea, car, train, you name it. I've kind of been on it, travel wise. It works for me. Everyone does what works for them. But I also believe you do it right. You take it religiously at the same time every day. You take it ahead of you actually leaving, even though it says take it 30 minutes prior. No, I take it at least one day ahead. I keep Dramamine on hand all the time. I think it works for me. I'll just leave it at that. The other thing I do when I fly, and I think that I could have a panic attack if I didn't have them. I'm exaggerating, but they are incredibly important to me, and I have at least four pair with me at all times. So now my travel partner, Gary, G-E-R-R-Y, but pronounced Gary, it's a hit and miss with him. If you have trouble with your ears, I'll get it out, ears, when you fly. These are a lifesaver. I cannot take credit for finding them. My partner did, because it is a big problem for me, the changing pressure in the cabin of airplanes. And I've talked about this before, I don't think they make planes as well as they used to. I just don't. I think they're rattle traps. But please, having said that, rattle trap, get me up in the air and back down on the ground safely. Airplanes are rubberized, these little rubberized things. They look a little bit like you would wear earplugs if you are. I had a job one time and it was noisy enough. It was a production facility and we handed out earplugs to people if they needed them. And you squish them down and then you put them in your ear and they do protect your ear from noise. You don't do that to these. These look like a little spiral. They're like something like a little screw. But you don't do anything to them except pop them in your ear. And they have a little, kind of like a little handle, as it were, a little stem. And the stem is what holds them in your ear. I have very small ears. So I could probably wear the ones they make for children because my ears are small. But what it does, it equalizes the pressure descending, especially. Ascending, it's not as bad. Your ears pop and you do feel it, and it does affect your ears and your head. But descending is what really kills the ears because it takes so long to descend in a plane. They begin to come down hundreds of miles away from the actual landing process. So if I don't have my airplanes, it's like, I call them airplanes. They're not. They're airplanes. They're not. I'm always trying to call them earbuds. Airplanes, like airplane, but earplanes. And so I always have those on hand because I know what I need for my own comfort in travel. Along those lines, I always take practically an entire drugstore. Unfortunately, why do you always learn things the hard way in life? Or I do. When you travel, you may think, oh, I will be able to get XYZ easily. And that's not always the case. Whether it's cough drops, different kinds of cold medication, we always take along with us Zicam. Zicam helps prevent, if you start to get a cold and you feel that coming on, you immediately start with Zicam. These are meltable tabs that go on your tongue, is what we use. It does affect your taste a little bit, but it's temporary. So Band-Aids, always, always take Band-Aids. But recently, a friend told us about this thing you get, and it clots your blood in case you have, if you have thin blood and you bleed easily because of just your natural way, or maybe you're on medication, it thins your blood. And so if you get a cut or anything, you bleed freely. This stops the blood flow faster. It clots the blood. So we now own that too. So I practically take an entire drugstore. I think of everything that I can possibly take within reason. Something called burn gel. I have not been without burn gel in my home for a very, 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 and I mean very long time. It's a miracle. It's just a gel. But if you get a burn, it immediately helps. You have to cool the burn down with hopefully ice water, very cold water. Cool it down, then apply the burn gel. Dry it, then apply it. And not only does it stop the pain, it stops scarring. And I have had some halfway decent burns and no scarring from them. So far, so good. You know, anything's possible at any given time. But these are things you don't necessarily think about when you travel, because you may need one of these particular things on a moment's notice. And so when you travel, try to think through what you would need at home in a first aid kit and beyond, and figure out a way to take that. Now, you do have to pack all of that in your luggage. You can't take it through because they won't let you. They will get it and they will throw it away because of safety measures. But do think it through before you travel, just like you would a really good first aid kit at your home that you can get to very quickly. One thing I don't take is hydrogen peroxide, and that is something that is in my first aid kit. It's a staple at home, of course. Next, let's talk about luggage. Every single flight, and we've been flying a lot this year, we are on packed to capacity. Well, we know why. Let's look at the airlines trying to pack as many people as they can into these small seats. So they don't have enough planes to spread people out. They don't care how uncomfortable you are. I'm sorry, they just don't. But they're very, very concerned about your checked luggage that you have to pay for unless you have a way around that. And luckily, sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, kind of thing. But you pay to get your luggage checked, but you have to keep it under 50, no more than 50 pounds. Or even some airlines, it's 40 pounds. That doesn't sound like a lot, but when you go on an extended trip and you want to have a decent wardrobe, you want to have a selection of shoes. You may not want to wear the same shoes to hike as you do to dinner. I don't. So they're very concerned about that. We have a scale. You hook the bag on it, hold it up. I don't. My travel partner does, and hold it. And we are always right at 50 pounds, right? Just slightly under. Here's what always amazes me when we are getting on the plane. Why do they not weigh carry-ons? If you travel much and people are traveling in insane volumes this summer, you will know what I'm talking about. These massive bags that people take on, first thing they do when you're gathering at your gate, they come on and they start telling people it's a full flight, 100% full. We are probably not going to have enough room in the overhead, so sometimes they will offer a little perk, a little spiff, if you go ahead and check it with them. Sometimes they don't really care. It just check it. But there, you know, all the overhead bins are going to be full. Yeah, because some of these people carry on unbelievably large bags. Now, there is one airline that we have flown on, French B. They do. If two people are traveling together, they will check the carry-on for one. And I have no problem with that. I really, really don't, because it's getting to the point where people are sort of getting unnerved when they get on late. I like to be at the back of the plane. I've talked about first class travel before. Well and good, first class to me. No longer worth it, but to each their own. I want to be at the back of the plane. I like it back there, but the problem with that is back in the olden days, they loaded the planes from the back to the front. They let first class go on. Yippee. Now they let... And they would let families with young children. Now it's veterans. Okay, that's fine. They're gold standard customers. Everybody gets on, and then they begin to load by group one, group two. By the time you get on, if they would load from the back, row X, whatever it is at the back, and then forward, it would help. It would help because then people could start at the back filling up the overhead bins. But now, as people come on, they just fill them up. Doesn't really matter, willy-nilly. But so I said after this last trip, where we had a very, very long flight. It was from Vancouver to New York. And we had the rudest flight crew I have ever encountered. So I began to make notes, and I told my travel partner, I'm writing to Pete Buttigieg, who is the Secretary of Transportation, with my complaint. And while I'm at it, I'm going to add a few other things about the airlines. They did make a change where the airlines can no longer charge, and this was thanks to President Biden, extra fees to sit with your children. Because this whole sitting with your kids, trying to book for families to go, it's become a nightmare. I will be writing him. So if you have anything you want me to tell him while I'm writing, let me know. I am going to spill the beans on travel. Travel is fun. It is what you make it. I had a conversation with someone recently about that. If you decide everything is going to be misery and it's not like home, then stay home. Because it isn't, and you have to expect the unexpected. Delays, cancellations, it's challenging, but it's worth it. It's so worth it to meet other people, to learn other cultures. It's all about what you decide to see and do. We embrace travel around here, and that is why I do Travel Bistro. Thank you for being with me. Don't forget to peek into my other podcast, Gigi in the 561. I haven't done a podcast there lately because we've been busy traveling. So I will be getting back to Gigi in the 561 very soon. Everything that we do can be found on NorthPalmBeachLife.com. Gary, G-E-R-R-Y Barker, is also a writer for Splash Magazine Worldwide and All Things Cruise, in addition to what we do for NorthPalmBeachLife.com. We have a wonderful, and I'm saying that because I really believe it, presence on YouTube. So North Palm Beach Life, go there, look at our videos. They're kooky, they're funny. Go ahead and make fun of me. I know there's one of me that's kind of kooky that he put up, kind of funny. So do that and subscribe while you're there. Subscribe to my podcast. You don't want to miss any of these. I'm also a writer on Amazon with some novels, not saving the world, just writing about fun people that I would like to know. They're totally made up, totally fiction. But go there, Amazon, find my books. I have 4 plus a children's book. So if you don't want to listen to these via NorthPalmBeachLife.com, they're on 20 platforms. iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, many other platforms maybe you have not even heard of, but they're out there on 20 platforms. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Let me hear from you. I'm Pam Barker, and this is Travel Bistro.